This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
All right, this is what I would like to do. Rob, let's do this. We're going to pay respects to Bob Davis. Let's go through some scores and and what's kind of happened today in the NCAA tournament. We'll do that. I got a chance to meet Bob Davis a handful of times. I'll never forget the first time that I met Bob Davis. It was at a Royals fan fest. And this was very early on in my career, and I had a bit that it would be really cool if Bob Davis did calls for, like, regular things that happen in your life. You know, it was like a funny bit or whatever. And as I was leaving Royals Fan Fest, Bob Davis came up to me and said, "Hey, I think it's really funny that you do that bit. I really enjoyed it. I appreciate it." And I was like, "Oh, thanks." And we had a really cool 5 to 10 minute exchange. And I really appreciated that he came over to talk to me in that way. I've gone to know his son over the years, and I got a lot of respect for Steven. I got a lot of respect for Bob Davis. So to read this news that the longtime voice of the Kansas Jayhawks has passed away is sad news. Now, I don't have the closeness to him from the voice of the Jayhawks, but for me, he is one of those voices of the Kansas City Royals to me. There are some people that you just associated with. Some people for you, that's Denny Matthews, the longtime voice of the Royals. Ryan LaFever is one of those people. If you were like me and you watched the games on television as a kid, man, RSTN back on Metro Sports are 38th the spot. Man, every Sunday, it was Bob Davis. It was Paul Splittorff. And then they expanded the television package. And when you're becoming a fan of a team, Bob Davis is one of those voices and people that you associate with the team. So an incredible broadcaster, one of the best broadcasters that we certainly have got a chance to be around, a guy who had incredible versatility, a guy that could call football at a high level, called some of the most important college basketball games in recent memory, and a guy who over the summer, oh yeah, I can just call Major League Baseball. So certainly our condolences to the Davis family. Bob Davis has passed away. His family announced it earlier today. Now, you know, I would never do something like this. I would never do this. Rob, I'm going to allow you to play Bob Davis national championship calls on this show. Now, I love Bob. I imagine you love Bob. I got great respect for Bob and that family. But this has to be a special circumstance in order for me to approve for you to play Bob Davis, Mario Chalmers calls. Why would we listen to that? Especially on a day like today when they just got booted out of the NCAA tournament in round one. But you know what? I can't think of a better way to pay our respects to such a great man and such a great broadcaster. Rob, I will allow you to play the Mario Chalmers call from when KU won the national championship back in 2008.
10.8. Here they come. Collins. 7 seconds to go in the game. Collins got pushed. Falls down. Chalmers shoots.
Oh!
Three. The game tied. 2.1. Memphis inbounding. A half-court shot. No good.
Unbelievable
overtime.
Shot.
Overtime.
Did you pull the block against Thomas Robinson? You better not have pulled the block against Thomas Robinson. You better not. I'm sitting here, I'm looking at the drive folder. You think I'm playing that? You're crazy. You think I'm going to hear the Bob Davis call of the block on Phil Pressey? You think we're playing that on this show? Absolutely not. I'll give you one more, but we're not playing that one. We're not playing that one. I know you, block, I know you want to play it. Absolutely not. You know, another one we're not playing either. We're not playing the touchdown pass to Kerry Meyer in 2009. We're also not playing that one. You know the one I'm talking about. Where they beat Missouri in air. We're not playing that one. I think that was the last time they beat Missouri in football, right? Wasn't that 09 year?
Yeah. They only played twice since then.
Yeah, last time they beat them. Yeah, no, we're not playing that one either. No. I put some stipulations on here. I got all the respect in the world for Bob Davis, but I'm not letting you just run wild here and just play great KU highlights at the demise of Missouri. That's not how I'm letting things operate on this show. I'll let you play one more.
Hawks in great shape. Here's a three. No good. Rebound Kansas. Darrell Arthur. The Jayhawks are going to win it. Down to 5 seconds. Jayhawks win it in overtime. 75-68, KU national champions.
Hearing that made me sad. Not just because of Bob Davis and knowing that he passed. It made me sad because, well, KU won the national championship.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.